Congresswoman Good Fox, you're turned on and you have the floor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. The time is 6 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Uncle Eddie, will you say a prayer for us, please?
Yes, I will. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this day, we ask you to sanity, wherever there may be the creation of your most precious, precious loving children, look down upon us and the challenges that lies before us. Look down upon all our people concerned, our elders and our young, and all first responders that are on the front lines, protecting us, devoting their lives, their skills, and their talents to the safety of our humanity. Heavenly Father, look down upon us this day, and this evilness of nature that has come is that reality. Say, most beautiful hand of creation, come in through the elements of nature, counter it, eradicate it, and show it for what it is, that you have defeated it in this life and for the lives to come. Heavenly Father, we ask all these things in your name, your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes.
Madam Chair, Whitehorn.
Yes.
Move to approve the minutes of April 2nd as presented.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Chair, I have an amendment. This is Paula.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I wonder if I'm looking at the right minutes. Were minutes dated April 2nd?
Yes.
Okay. The meeting was called to order at 1:32 a.m. Needs to be changed to p.m.
Thank you.
And the same for the adjournment at 2:18 a.m.
Thank you.
And that's it.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, can you make your motion to approve the minutes as amended?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second. Stabler.
Thank you. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. The next item on our agenda Hold on just one second. Sorry. Next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCA 2008 and act to authorize and appropriate $150,000 to the Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman. I asked to have this postponed until toward the end of session so we would kind of know where we were financially. So now we know we've lost the, or not lost them, but we've moved the retained earnings, and we also have moved the building fund. So that leaves us with what's in the general fund. Now there's another piece of legislation on today for the $500,000 for legal fees with the state of Oklahoma. So that drops us down to, I think Congressman Potts is probably more aware of a balance of just a little over $100,000, I think. Um, Are you on the line, Congressman Faulks? I guess he's not. But anyway, so I'm at a dilemma here. If we fund this, that we've wiped out everything. I'm wanting to fund them. You all know how strongly I feel about this organization, about where it is right now. And so I guess that's the discussion today. What do we do? I know that Chairman Reddigal is on the phone. I don't know if others, if Chairwoman Goodfox, if we could let him make a comment if he has any.
Yes.
Good. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Yes, members of the committee. The timing right now for one is very critical. We are down to approximately $4,000 in our operating funds, and that won't carry us but maybe a few weeks longer. But we're in a critical position on funding. The initial request was approximately $450,000. Some of that or any of that would be much appreciated at this point in time, and you'll hear later comments on other items of the productivity and the possibilities that lie in front of us in the very near future. But some funding of any kind would be much appreciated.
If I could, Chairwoman, Chairman Reddigal, did I read in your letter that you sent out that you have two active contracts right now, two small ones?
Yes, right. There's the invoices that we have that are out to be paid to us with the Oto tribe and then the Pawnee tribe, as well as the other with their own mineral council. Those funds are out waiting to be paid. They're pending, and that should bring some funds in. We're thinking around probably around $10,000 to $15,000 max on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But those have not been collected at this point. They're still pending.
Okay. So right now you have no work on the books, no fiscal work on the books. You're just waiting on receipts.
We're finishing up. There's still continuing work on the Oto project with the tribal council over there, working with them on the moving into that finalization of that project. So there is activity on that. We have completed the Pawnee the rehab work and work with that, and the work for the mineral council that has been completed.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to, Chairwoman, I'm going to hold back for just a little bit if anybody else wants to make any comments or questions.
Okay. Committee, I'll open it up to any committee member.
I have a question, Congresswoman.
Yes.
Perhaps. So I think the last time I didn't hear anything about a contract. So you're saying now that there's two contracts, Congresswoman Stabler, anybody. So I think I heard something about a grant at some point. So I'm just wanting to clarify, did these have anything to do with the grant that one has applied for, or they're just work? Separate work contracts.
This is Board Chairman Reddigal. No, there's no grant that we have acquired at this time that I know of.
Okay, I'm not sure where I got that, but you haven't applied for any grant?
No, not at this point. Not
okay.
Grants per se. Right.
Okay.
Right, thank you. This is Stacey.
Yes.
I remember them talking about a grant at some point, but I think what they have the opportunity of right now is they have two other 8A's willing to partner with them to start sliding work to them. These are two 8A's that are getting ready to finish or end, and it would be the opportunity for this 8A to pick up the work. Okay. Are there any other committee members with questions?
I I'd like to, Madam Chairman, I'd like to mention and make everyone aware and to be open with everyone, we are making application and studying and researching the elements of the stimulus money elements and looking into that, the payroll protection plans and other elements of the stimulus. We are in research on that and looking at the application process. We're learning about that like everyone else. We don't know if we qualify. We're checking that out. Then we don't know if we would be funded. So those elements are in motion, but there's no guarantees on those at this point, or a call on the timing of that, should we be granted any stimulus money as a tribal entity.
Thank you. If the committee doesn't have any further questions, the chair will entertain any motions.
I'll make a motion. This is Stabler.
Okay.
I hate to go ahead and pressure the committee, but I'm going to make a motion to report ONCA 2008 to Congress with a due pass.
A motion on the floor. Is there a second? Motion dies for a lack of second.
Thank you, Chair.
Chairwoman Walker.
Yes. You have the floor, Congressman Walker.
Thank you. So this would be to Chairman Red Eagle or Congresswoman Stabler. So a comment was made during the opening remarks that any amount would be appreciated. Obviously, we're in uncertain times right now. We're up against the wall financially, trying to make ends meet, trying to look in every piggy bank that we've got. Can we get into some specifics on how much gets how far and some reasoning on why we would go so much to get so far? I mean, I need that. I don't want us to be any of our entities high on the vine to have viable contracts and other things that are happening and going on. So I need some more information. That's all.
I'll respond if Chairman Red Eagle doesn't.
Madam Chair, this is Chairman Red Eagle. Thank you, Mr. Congressman Walker, for your comments. The staff, our operating team, is made up of three individuals: our general manager, our business development person, and also our environmental science individual. They are on a very limited pay scale, but they are the key to the continued sustainability of our relationship building in our contract environment. They are working on minimum pay scales, and to keep them in motion and doing what they do for the company, then the funding is most critical, and would be applied to them and their efforts for that sustainability of that. A portion of the quoted amount on 20-08 would help to do that and keep those energies there and in motion at this time. The elements of that, their results of that motion, falls into the comments that we'll be making on the potential merger question on 2006. And in that, I hope that you have in front of you the talking, referred to the talking point document with the comments that lie in there. What we brought out in here is the reality of finding ourselves in good order in the eyes of the FBA and in the eyes of prospective partners. That has brought the elements of this talking point letter in front of you with that we are in discussions, and the team I just mentioned are in discussions with that entity to absorb their contracts, thus take the lead in the 8A capacity in line with that activity listed with the Army Corps of Engineers and the Mission and Installation Contracting Command of the United States. You see the areas there, Fort Hood, Yakima, Fort Norton. Those are real, live, working activities right now where they would place ones in the lead to continue that 8A activity at those sites. So this is what the funds would do for us.
Thank you, Chair.
Follow up.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
So, I'm going to have to press for more definitive information. We're not, this Congress is not going to pass a $150,000 appropriation to one. That's just not going to happen right now. You said, Chairman Red Eagle, that there was about $4,000 remaining in your operating expenses. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
Okay. Right. Which would get you a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, I think, is what I heard. That's not what you said, but that's at least kind of what I heard. Is that about right?
Yes, sir. True.
Okay. Would that lead me to believe that another $4,000 get another 2 or 3 weeks down the road, or $20,000 would get a month, 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks down the road? I mean, again, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I don't want to see our LLC die on the vine. We have got to figure out a way to stay in operation, keep contracts moving. Is it $8,000? Is it $12,000? Is it $20,000? And how far does that go? And I'm going to one more layer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned three individuals. I think I heard three individuals that are working. Are they working on under 1099, or are they employees that if they were furloughed or laid off would be eligible for the unemployment benefits that are included in the CARES package?
In the currently, yeah, if I may answer that portion of the question, they are currently under a 1099 contract profile, but in talking with SBA, we're going to need to move them under a W-2 full-time employee profile, and we will be doing that, you say, in good compliance with SBA regulations. So they will be W-2 and full-time employees.
Okay, well, they, may I, Chairwoman?
Yes.
Okay, so they will be, that's encouraging, but I mean, I want to know, and I need to know, are they eligible for benefits of the unemployment benefits that are included in the CARES Act that was recently passed by the United States Congress?
That would have to respond to that or take a one that's a little more versed and with the CARES Act is allowing, and I don't have that knowledge personally.
Madam Chair, this is Paul Yates. Could I speak?
Yes, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. At this time, it's been determined that 1099 employees do not qualify under the CARES Act. And also, as 1099 employees, we're going to lose our certification as a hub zone. So earlier today, we spoke with Chairman Redigal, and we decided that we would have to transition from contract employees to full-time employees. So we're in that process right now. And in terms of the money that, or the funding level that ones would need to make it to the end of this fiscal year, ideally, $150,000 would be great. $120,000 would be nice. I believe that we can make it on $75,000. That covers salary and recurring expenses that we have, like our accounting firm and other incidentals that come in on a monthly basis. We do have close to $18,000 coming in on contracts that we're finishing. We have a contract with Pawnee Nation. We've submitted the deliverable, and we should be invoicing in a month. We've already invoiced Wilson Pipestem's law firm for the work we did in support of the draft environmental impact statement review. And we're not sure when we're going to get paid, but we have submitted the deliverable to the Oto tribe on the watershed viability study. But they're shut down just like everyone else. So it's just a question of when they can review that and get back with us and say that they accept the deliverable before we can invoice. So that's a long answer, but Congressman Walker, $75,000 would put us at ease, and it would allow us to continue to work with our partners and develop these contracts, because we stand to, at this point, move forward and start being a revenue generating entity rather than the way it has been in the past. And that's my answer.
Thank you. Mr. Yates, thank you. Congressman Walker, do you have any follow-up questions?
I do. So much question. Be more of a comment that's inviting any more feedback. But
Chair,
I'm sorry. I'll just say, so with that said, I would consider, you know, a $75,000 appropriation, if that were to get one through the end of the fiscal year. I wish we could do that. And maybe we can, and maybe the majority of Congress believes that we can. And so I guess it's what I'm getting at is, we have not funded our government or payroll through the end of the fiscal year. We've kicked the can a few months down the road. So basically, with that said, if we've got close to 6 months to the end of the fiscal year, and $75,000 is an amount that would get them through the end of the fiscal year, well, maybe $37,500 or somewhere thereabout would get them 3 months from now. And I can say this with a high level of certainty, at least in my opinion, that we will be back in session in the next 3 months. So I think $30,000 to $40,000 amount is palatable to me, and I'll stop there. And I'd love to hear from the rest of the committee, especially those of you that have votes. Thank you.
Chairwoman Bitbog, Whitehorn.
You have the floor.
Thank you. I like that, was real subtle, RJ. Those of you that haven't spoke. Well, it was always my thought that $150,000 was going to go to one, but that was previous to all the news that we've received about our distributions. I realize that on our appropriated revenue report, the bottom line says $66,000 and some change in the general fund of the Treasury, but that number is merely a function of a projection that we all know is not going to be met. So that's my main concern, that even though we have a number sitting there on that bottom line that says $66,000, if somebody can tell me, I don't see how that number is going to be realized or that number is even in the least bit accurate right now. So knowing that, just the way I look at our numbers and our appropriated revenue report, I don't see the way to do it. So that's my comment on that. In good faith, I know that money's not there, even though it's sitting on a line in our report. So if somebody can speak to that and make me feel more comfortable about it, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more discussion?
Congresswoman, Chair Gigfox, this is Brandy.
Yes, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I too chuckled at RJ's subtle comment. And I've just been listening, taking it all in, and I want to say to Congresswoman Stabler that I really look up to you and for your passion and your willingness to stick your neck on the line. There's a lot of times that we get in here and we're afraid to jump out there or jump in and start trying to make some butter. Little mice with their heads really peeping above water. And we deal with a lot of people that are afraid to jump out there at times. I myself have been guilty of it. I appreciate the comments, Congressman Walker, and the flashing the $75,000 and looking at kicking the can a little bit further down the road for ones. I like that analogy. I hear what you said, Congresswoman Whitehorn, about the money on the projected revenue report. And I think that would make a lot of us all feel better to have solidified numbers. But we don't. And we're not going to for quite some time. And we have to make a decision. We really need to make a decision today, in my opinion. And I know that Congresswoman Stabler, you know, put the motion out there and it died for lack of a second. And we're continuing the discussion, which I'm happy that we are. And I'm okay with moving it down the lane about 3 months. I'm okay with that. Thank you.
Any other member of Congress?
It's Angela. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I know I hate this. I hate this along with everyone else. And, you know, the last couple of meetings, there have been really good meetings, and a lot of things have been said. And I don't know whether I said that open or not, but I'm willing to. You know, I want this to happen. I want this to succeed. And we talk about economic development over and over and over, and everyone says they're for it. And we've discussed before, we have to start making moves to say that we're for it and doing things that need to be done. And I just hate that we're in this situation right now. And I agree, Congresswoman Stabler. I've had to do that before. All they can do is say no, right? You know, so
right.
But, you know, you go to bat for your, you know, what you're doing, and I appreciate that. So the only thing is, I mean, I would love to, just like Congressman Walker, but it's not there. And I believe we've been in this situation before, too. I mean, for sure, years ago. So, but we didn't have quite the crisis that's going on. We just were simply got ourselves there. So I know so much work has been done, and I really like the people in place, not just a matter of liking them, but I guess trusting them, having faith and trust in so many people involved right now. And Mr. Yates, I really appreciate all that you've done and the expertise that you have provided since you've been with ONES. And so anyways, I could go on and on about just, you know, little thoughts I have, but one thing I did, we've just been sitting here before RJ called everyone out, was where could we find some money? The only thing I could think about was, and again, like Congresswoman Whitehorn saying, you know, a lot of this stuff is based on projected revenue. So we don't know what's going to happen, how long this could go on. That's the scariest part. So the only thing I could think about was I don't know how much money that is, but are you operating at a 5-person board right now or 3? Are you a full board, or is anyone falling off? Or
currently it's at 3 members of the board. We still have a quorum and can conduct business, but we have 3 active members at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then we talked about, you know, we don't know how that's going to look moving forward, because we all, as everyone that's discussing now, you know, knows that there's sort of a possible merger in play. So I was thinking, was it projected at the time for the money that was set aside for boards? Was it for a 5-person board, and also possibly for Osage LLC 5-person board? And basically where I'm going is there board money that we could pull? I'm that's just something I could think of, is, you know, sometimes with, you know, we do that with employees, and that money, you know, somebody mm-hmm. wasn't ever hired, so there's a pocket of money right there. So I was thinking mm-hmm. possibly is there money, and possibly how much? And that's all I could think of was, you know, that's within that realm, but it could be used for operations. So I guess that's the question I need to find out, actually.
Madam Chairman, if I may, this is
yes.
Chairman Red Eagle. We asked that question of the executive. We met with the executive about a month ago in the same type of context, and that was one of his suggestions also, to look into that area of available funds, the unused funds. And they did take that question, and they came back and did not believe that there was funds there to accommodate. And I don't know what value we were trying to hit on that given day. But that question has been pursued with the executive, and now with the advent of these restraints that are on us more so than ever, I think that question could be brought back up to the executive and take another look and see. And so he is aware of that, and even offered that possibility. So I think they're open to the question.
Okay. Yeah. Well, to hear that, because I was racking my brain sitting here looking out into the sunshine, trying to come up with something. So, all right, I would like to follow up on that. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Mr. Red Eagle.
Mm-hmm. Committee, who has anything further?
If no one has anything else, Chairwoman, how about motion to postpone ONC A2008 to the call of the chair?
Okay, there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Discussion.
Discussion, yes.
Are we going to have another meeting?
We are. I haven't said it, but we can next week.
For the sake of discussion, what are we going to learn between now and the next meeting? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, are we going to pull the trigger or are we not? And is it a pellet gun or is it a deer rifle? And I just feel like this is something we need to set an amount. $20,000, $5, $150,000. I think it's time we kind of kick this out and set it in motion and let the Congress decide, are we going to appropriate any money to once or not? If not, then we're going to be into next week and we're going to hear next week a very similar story that we've just now heard, and we're going to be in a situation where legislation is going to be being fast-tracked and rushed to a vote. I just feel like, I mean, honestly, my preference would be to amend the bill down to $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000, maybe $40,000, and kick it out to Congress and see where it goes. Once it hits general order day two, amendments can be made and the Congress can decide. Everyone has the ability to go back and listen to this meeting and review the documents that we've got. So voting right now is not something that I'm going to vote yes for. Sorry.
Hold on, Brandy. Congressman, you have the ability to make any amendments to the current legislation, and
I'll withdraw my current motion.
You'll withdraw your what? Your second?
My current motion.
Okay. Well, motion's withdrawn. So, committee?
Chairwoman Pratt, I mean, Goodfox, this is Brandy.
Yes.
I apologize. I make a motion. I have an amendment. Line 33. Strike $150,000. Insert.
50. 50.
Pardon? Do I still have the floor?
Congresswoman, yes. Lemon, you have the floor.
Thank you. Strike 100, line 33, strike $150,000, insert $37,500.
Second. Walker.
There's a motion on the floor with a second. Discussion.
Can you repeat the amount?
Yes, ma'am.
I couldn't hear you that well.
$37,500. Can I go ahead and discuss?
Yes, discussion. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I appreciate Congressman Walker's statement, and I agree. We can waffle back and forth all we want. I was going to be a no on the postponement a few moments ago, so I'm going to pull the trigger on the pellet gun, Congressman Walker, and see what we can get done.
Any more discussion? Does the committee have any more discussion? If not, we're going to go to a vote.
Congresswoman.
Yes, you have the floor.
Just on the amendment, what line was it referenced? 33.
Yeah.
Oh, Lemon, we have that amount throughout the bill on 16 and 33 and also down on 43. So maybe if you would amend your motion or withdraw and restate and say throughout the bill, strike and enter.
I would be glad to do that.
Okay. That way I'd catch it all and it would be all there.
I withdraw my motion and restate. Strike $150,000 throughout the bill of ONDA 2008. Insert $37,500 throughout the bill.
Is there a second? Congressman Walker, was that you for a second? Hello?
Yes, I second.
All right, there's a motion on the floor with a second. Discussion. No discussion. Roll call.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No. Motion passes. Congresswoman Goodfox, Brandy. Yeah, the floor, yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. Motion to report ONCS 20-08. Congress did pass recommendation.
As amended.
Is there a second?
It's really echoing.
I need everyone who's not speaking or who doesn't have the floor to use their phone. Please. There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second. Her motion was as amended. Right?
No, RJ, I withdrew and restated.
Okay. We knew what you meant.
There's a motion on the floor. Congressman Walker, you're seconding?
Yes, ma'am.
Discussion.
I have a question.
Yes.
I mean, I guess it's pertaining to amending it to, so I think we, if the bill's going out, then it was clear we needed to change it down to 37,000. But my question is, I guess, and we'll see whatever happens the day it comes to the floor. Because even if it makes it out of here, it may not pass altogether. But what? I don't know that we've ever, I mean, correct me or someone school me on what happened. I don't want it to fail or go away. But what exactly, the day you run out of money, what happened? Because you're going to come out of compliance? Of the what is it? I'm sorry. Help me with that. Explain that.
Your because somebody.
Huh?
Yes. Could we give can we ask our Mr. Paul Yates respond to that?
Yes, Mr. Yates, you have the floor.
You know, thank you. I've anticipated this as a possibility. I'm retired and I could continue as an employee of ONDS, attend meetings, make presentations, and do what's necessary to keep us viable as a company. And I couldn't ask the other two to do the same thing because they're both younger and working. But we would address that, and I think that we could craft a way to keep the company intact and in compliance. I would be a full-time employee. Maybe I'd be making $5 a month. But I truly believe in this, and we are right this close to getting these government contracts. I believe the $37,500 would get us down to the point, down the timeline, where we can become the primary contractor on three federal contracts. And at that point, we'll be bringing in close to $200,000 a year. So I'll do whatever I can to make this happen. And I appreciate the funding, and I appreciate the agonizing that everyone's doing to see that we're successful. And this is just a fantastic thing for the nation, and I appreciate all your effort.
Can I have a follow-up?
Yes, Chair.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Yates. And that's kind of where I was going, and I thank you for, but I was just, because I understand how you all feel, and I think we are agonizing over this. And like I said, I've had that discussion before, how, you know, sometimes Osage people are like, well, the LLCs, you know, like, don't do it. You can't do it. Don't give them a penny, et cetera. But I don't think they have all the details. I know they don't have all the details that we're privy to, for one. But I just... We're almost there. I mean, we're closer than we have been in years. And we haven't been doling out money all over the place. And like I said, I'm not going to really be held responsible for all the funds and millions going out before I ever came on Congress and had to make difficult decisions like this. But I do want this to be successful. I believe it can be viable, and here we finally are, and I just don't want to see this out. So I appreciate your passion, but that's what I'm saying is, like, we can try to, and even this amendment, amending it down to 37.5 is not a thing yet. It's not a go yet. It's still got to be voted on by all of Congress. And I'm going to continue to follow up with what I said, what I was asking about, you know, the pockets of money and you kind of added to that, saying that, you know, as an employee, you'd be willing to work for less because you believe in this. And so that's how, what I'm hoping, things like that can come together and we can continue to discuss. I understand where my colleagues feel like, well, let's just put either we do or we don't. But I am trying. I want to support this. But we're in a really bad situation right now. And so that's what I just was trying to understand. So the day the last dollar is gone, if you're appropriated $0 right now, what does that look like when the $4,000 is gone? Like, what happens? Do you suddenly... I mean, because so let's say the Osage constituent comes up and says, well, why did you give them money? You know, well, then I would give my spiel like I just did and the history of what I've seen and how we all, you know, support and campaign on economic development, et cetera. But would I wouldn't be able to say, you know, why not just wait a little bit till later? So is that a possibility if the money runs out, for it to sit for a little bit? Or no? Because you would lose your 8A compliance.
If we had no funding, if we run out of money, which is a very real possibility,
right?
I would sit down with the board of directors and see if we could craft a way to keep our certifications intact and keep the company viable so we could continue negotiating and working with our partners. I would do that in a no pay status. or have it reflect to the SBA that I'm a full-time employee, just to keep this organization functioning, because we are this close. In 3 months, 4 months, you know, we'll be generating revenue. So whatever I need to do, we would have to become creative. And since I'm retired, I can afford to be creative. And hopefully the board would find a way to make this happen. Does that answer your question?
For the most part, yes. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Congresswoman Fox, this is Brandy.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to express, just real quick, I know we've been on this bill for quite some time, that it's agonizing and anguish, yes, those are words that we have, that we're struggling with everything that we're doing. And with our LLCs, we've been doing that. And I admit it from the bottom of my heart about Paula's passion, about Clinton Taylor's passion, and feeling willing to stick her neck out. And Mr. Yates, people like you and people like the Congressman Faber, who are willing to go the miles that's needed, including taking no pay or $5 a month pay, that's how we survive. And it's very encouraging to hear words from people that are the older generation than I am, and to emulate you all in that way. And so I like what Congressman Walker said. That's why I made the amendment to amend it down. We might as well see what we can get done on the floor of Congress at this point in time. I'm going to support this if we have the funds to do it. And I do think you're on the cusp. And I pray every day that you get a positive light in your mailbox or in your email or whatever needs to come through for you to get a contract. But it's people like you guys and Chairman Red Eagle that give us hope in those ways. So I'm going to support this. I'm going to support it on the floor of Congress if we have the funds to do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairwoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Thank you for recognizing me. I would like to double down on what all of the members have said. We see the dire straits that we're in. We see the dedication of Mr. Yates and Chairman Red Eagle to this company. The motion, I believe, that we have on the floor is pass this bill out with the due pass recommendation as amended. It's not that the concern I have for my yes vote would be that it would appear that this committee has vetted this and looked at it and really thinks that we have to do this. So I'm kind of in a quandary how to vote, since I really know that the money's not there. And so that's what I wanted to say. If I vote no on this recommendation, it's strictly because I really feel like 37.5 is not there to be appropriated. Not that I don't believe that the money's needed or will be utilized to move this company into a place where the contract can be procured. My vote would strictly be that I really don't believe that we have $37,500 in the general fund available for appropriation at this point. So I just wanted to explain my vote, but I think we need to go ahead and put it out to Congress and let Congress make the decision about this instead of leave it on the table. Thanks for making the amendment, Congresswoman Levin. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Chairwoman Goodfox Walker.
Yes.
Motion's in order. I make a motion to amend Congresswoman Lemon's motion to pass out with a due pass recommendation to no recommendation.
Second.
Motion on the floor to amend the amendment from a due pass to no recommendation. There's a second. Any discussion? All those in favor? Or actually, we do a roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Motion passed with 4 yeas and 2 nays.
Okay, as it sits, we have a bill to be sent out to Congress with no recommendation. That's been amended from $150,000 to $37,500. Is that correct, Clark?
Right. You need to vote on the motion to report. You just voted on the amendment. You need to vote on the motion to report.
Is there any more discussion? If there's no more discussion, we're voting on the motion to report out with no recommendation to Congress for an amount of $37,500 to go to one.
I have discussion really quickly.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, you. I wanted to say, I think that was the best thing for Congressman Walker to do to change, because it was, I believe it was going to be a 3-3 split, but we do need to get this out. However, I believe it needs to go to the Congress with the no recommendation, because that typically gives the rest of the members of Congress reason for pause, what happened, they pay more attention to that, and I'm with Congresswoman Whitehorse. Do I want this amount to go? Yes, but I don't know. I don't know either that money is there. And that would be my reasoning for wanting it to go out this way.
Okay. And I'm going to chime in. I have not had any
call for the vote
myself, but I'm in the same boat. I don't know that the money is there either. So we're going to call for the motion. Clark, roll call, please.
Congressman Walker.
Are we voting on call for the question, or are we calling to pass with no recommendation?
Well, there was no second to the call for the question. We're voting on the motion.
That is correct.
For the motion to pass out with no recommendation, I vote yes.
Correct.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No. The motion passes.
Okay.
And we are at 7:00. And we are out of meeting time, so we will have a meeting next week for consideration of ONCR 2006 and ONCA 2023. And those are our last two pieces of legislation for this committee to consider. Carol, entertain the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
You were adjourned.
I made the motion, Shannon, if you're still there.
Thank you. I would not have gotten
it. And about two or three other people did too, but I'll acknowledge that I made it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, guys.
Shannon,
No, I'm here. What? Hello?